Today, it appears to be a major victory for President Obama. He now has the support he needs in the U.S. Senate to keep the Iran nuclear deal alive, even if opponents vote to challenge it. That agreement eases economic sanctions on Iran. That's in exchange for restrictions that are intended to keep the country from producing a nuclear weapon. Critics in Congress have promised to pass a resolution to reject the deal. They say it's going to pave the way for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. President Obama has promised to veto any such congressional resolution. And today he got the final vote he needed in the Senate to sustain that veto. That's when Democrat Barbara Mikulski of Maryland said she supports the agreement. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, what does all this mean for the deal with Iran?
It means that the deal, and let's remember this is an international agreement, not just a treaty between the United States and Iran, this international agreement involving a number of nations is going to be completed. It's going to go through, and the United States is going to participate in it, despite the fact that the majority Republicans in the House and Senate of the U.S. Congress are going to be nearly unanimously opposed.
Okay, so Senator Mikulski is the 34th vote in favor of the deal. This means that a presidential veto, as you said, would hold. Do you think still, though, there's a chance that there might be enough support in the Senate that the president might not have to use his veto pen at all?
There is a chance. They now have 34 Democrats and independents saying that they will support the deal. If they can get up over the 40 vote threshold, they would need seven more. If they can get there, they could maintain a filibuster against the Congress's resolution of disapproval. So in the Senate, the bill would be debated, and they would never get to an actual vote on it because any attempt to cut off debate would be frustrated by those 41 Democrats and independents who wanted to continue it. That's what a filibuster does. It is a given that in the Senate, if you want to do something significant or major, you're going to need 60 votes. And if you've got 41 on the other side, you can deny that 60th vote.
Okay, so this tells us why the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is out lobbying for the deal now. What is he saying about it?
He's saying that this is the realistic way to put as much time between now and a bomb, a nuclear bomb in the nuclear program of Iran as possible, and for all practical purposes, the best way to prevent Iran from ever having a nuclear weapon.
Could you, Ron, broaden this out for us and talk about the role that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu played in the debate, because he was so vehement in his opposition to the deal, he even addressed a joint session of Congress about it. What kind of influence has he had?
He's had a tremendous influence. He was able to consolidate the opposition of the Republican members in the House and Senate. He has been a tremendous influence on a number of the members who are close to Israel, who feel a strong tie to Israel. Many of the members who have either who are Jewish themselves or have many Jewish constituents among the people back home in their state or in their district. He has really made this a kind of referendum on people's support of Israel. Now, many other members, including many Jewish members, have said, well, yes, I have that tie to Israel, but I still think this is the best way to serve Israel's long-term interests and the best way to serve the United States' long-term interests by limiting what the Iranians can do in the nuclear field. Given the fact that this is an international agreement and that the support of all the other countries that have been joining in the sanctions with the United States is contingent now on approving this deal, they see that as the best path forward for the United States.
As you say, it's an international agreement. This is not just a treaty between Iran and the United States. Have any of the other international players had the kind of discussions within their parliaments, within their congressional equivalents that the U.S. has?
This does not seem to have been nearly as difficult for the other signatories, the Englands, the Frances, the Germanys. Russia and China don't really have that kind of a system where they really worry all that much about the elected representatives. But let's remember, this is an executive agreement. Congress was not automatically required to approve it. Congress passed a bill back in May saying, we want to weigh in. We want to approve or disapprove. President Obama signed that bill. That's why we're having this debate at all. In these other countries, and possibly in the United States, without that legislation, the executive agreement simply would have been signed, and that would have been that. But because they did pass this bill, we are having this procedure, and now we know that as that procedure plays out as approved by Congress, there are enough votes to sustain the president's veto and the deal will go through.
Thank you. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Thanks again, Ron.
Thank you.